Welcome to the Life's a Pitch podcast, the show where we pitch the best movies that will never get made. I'm Tom McGrath.
And I'm Matt Turner. This is the podcast where we ask you, the listener, to give us a title of a movie that doesn't exist. Yet.
We then collaborate to create a pitch for that movie, complete with casting, story beats, and sometimes even marketing.
Without further ado, this week's main feature is... The Past.
Let's go with that, yeah.
This week's genre is The Past. We're away for a week.
Yeah.
So no genre post and title post this week.
Yeah.
And so we thought, well, what's the best way to get use out of, like, if we can't reach out to you, listeners, yeah, and get your title posts, what we can do is go into the past and steal them.
And reuse them.
Yeah.
Reuse them. And it's been so far back.
When did we start this podcast, Tom?
2015.
That's terrifying, isn't it?
That is scary, yeah.
Really quite terrifying. We're in our ninth year.
Yes. Think about that.
Think about that, listeners. Mm. And so we've done so many episodes that we have decided to readdress some of the titles.
We're not going back and just sort of...
We ain't listening to all
doing
that.
A second draft.
Yeah. We're going to figure out what we know, what we can remember,
yeah,
from each of these movies.
And then not
from
do
our
that.
Pitch. And then, you know... Maybe we'll keep... If we like it, we can keep it. If we don't like it, we can get rid of those details. But it's important to know these are all reboots.
Yeah.
So you don't need to know the previous episode. If you're interested, you can always go back and listen. Unless you're on Spotify, in which case it only goes back to like 200 and something.
Yeah, something like that.
But nonetheless, these episodes, these titles are from our listeners.
Yes.
From
we can't
yesteryear.
Remember who.
Nope. You'll have to go back to the original episodes,
yeah,
to find out that.
Well,
part.
We've got the episode numbers.
Yes, we do.
So you can go back and listen to these pitches.
And if we'd done any more preparation, we'd probably have tried to find out who had given us these titles.
Yes.
But no. We're off. We're off on our jollies.
Yeah. So do you have one for us? Oh,
yes.
And remember, you can go to facebook.com/ Life's a Pitch podcast and Twitter @ Life's a Pitch show as well to give us titles any time of the week.
We'll use them.
And
if
we'll,
good,
we'll try
use
and
them.
Use them. Yes.
Yep. But yeah, so Tom, coming in from episode 164.
Okay, wow.
From a slasher movie episode we were doing.
Oh, right, okay.
This is Slice Off My Legs So My Children Can Live.
I vaguely remember this title. Right,
what do you remember about it?
I remember the poster, I mm-hmm. believe. Mm. No, I think I might be getting this title confused and Shot in the Ass in a Frame.
Yeah, no, that's not that one.
Yeah.
That's definitely got Danny DeVito in it.
Yeah, because all I'm seeing in my mind is Danny DeVito and clouds.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Yeah, it's amazing how I remember Shot in the Ass in a Frame.
So it's abstract, red background,
yeah,
two silhouetted disembodied legs in white, and then a bear trap at the bottom of the at the bottom of the picture.
I could not for the life of me tell you what this is about, because I must have made that poster at some point.
Yep.
I have no idea what that...
Well, now's our chance. Now's our chance to do something with it.
What was the title of the film again?
Slice Off My Legs So My Children Can Live. So that my children can live.
This feels like a Bible story.
Yeah, but
doesn't
it's also
it?
A slasher.
Yeah.
Slasher, biblical slasher movie.
Well, that's what I love about this format,
yeah,
is that we can go back and just remove the genre shackles.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And just have it be
so
a biblical epic.
So this is an Old Testament epic.
Yeah, well, of course it's Old Testament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the zany stuff happens in the Old Testament.
No shit like this is happening in the New Testament.
When Jesus is here to put down laws.
Yeah.
Once Jesus is there, there's a real... It's like In the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah.
How, like, Doctor Strange is, like, conjuring demons and stuff.
Mm.
And then you just, like, cut to that Hawkeye series where he's just running around, like, trying to get his Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, yeah.
And talking to LARPers.
Yes.
Like,
Hawkeye and LARPers happens in the same city.
Yeah.
As Doctor Strange fighting a beholder.
Yeah, yeah. And
same year.
Same year. And and this is the New Testament and the Old Testament is very much the same. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Whilst Jesus is there, that's like Hawkeye being there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a cap on how much zany shit can happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the zaniest shit that happens when Jesus is there is, like, maybe he survives the desert.
Mm.
He walks
on some water.
Actually, the zaniest shit that does happen, yeah, he walks on water and survive. Well,
comes
like, dies and comes back from the dead.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the zaniest shit that happens. In the Old Testament, people get turned into salt.
Just some salt. So we're talking Old Testament here for slice off my legs so my children can live.
Yeah.
We're essentially making
up... Not just piles of salt, pillars.
Yeah, yeah.
Pillars of salt.
Yep, pillars. It's where the world... I mean, that's a lot of salt.
Yeah, that is a lot of salt.
We're making up a new Old Testament character then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to be introducing...
we're doing a stage show at Comic-Con this year for the New Testament cinematic.
And introducing...
let's get up, Karen!
Benedict Cumberbatch as...
Oh.
Hope Hosenfeld. Yeah.
And who could forget his wife? Shania.
Shania, played by...
Karen Gillan.
Karen Gillan, there
and
she is.
Walks up on stage.
Yep.
She's just come from Guardians of the Galaxy. She's in blue.
She had blue makeup.
And we just run with that.
Yeah.
We run with that. Like, oh.
We film her like that as
well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's happened is we've just grabbed Benedict Cumberbatch.
We know that Guardians of the Galaxy spent a lot of time in the desert.
Yeah.
So we've just got them to delete the weird skyline in the desert in the volume.
Yeah.
And then we're keeping the same desert stuff.
So if we were given a hall at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were like, right, you could do anything with this time, guys, right. We're just gonna be dragging stars from other rooms.
It's like a fantasy football team.
Yeah.
But for Comic-Con panels.
Exactly, exactly. But the crowd is packed.
And Brent Spiner!
as
the desert robot.
Yeah. And we're furiously typing concept art into ChatGPT as...
It pops up.
Yeah. Like, we've got the laptop on the podium.
Yeah.
And we're just like, and
Patrick Stewart as the mysterious caterpillar.
Who could forget Michael Dorn as...
Which is such a character.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those
next
things...
Next generation.
Yeah, you know when you get on a roll and you start thinking about Star Trek?
Yeah, yeah. And Mark Shepard! as the Angel Schmerial.
Schmerial?
Schmerial.
All right, I'm the Angel Smeriel.
Oh, playing the Angel Smeriel.
Yeah. So, we've managed to sort of guide these stars into
and
this stage.
And they're just all smiling like, why am I here?
Yeah, yeah. it feels kind of like a parody of Comic-Con.
Yeah. Yeah. But, importantly... We do have an AI generated script for Slice Off My Leg So My Children Can Live, set in the Old Testament days.
Oh yeah.
Which involves, and I'm gonna use all this, the desert robot.
Yep. A blue woman.
A blue woman.
It was a wife.
Behozafel.
Shania, wasn't it?
Behozafel and Shania, the two main characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Husband and wife.
I'm glad you remembered the guy's name.
I think I made it up again, I think it's close. the desert robot, mysterious caterpillar, and the angel Shmeriel.
So what biblical story?
I think in this, it's an Old Testament story about how you shouldn't divorce.
Yeah,
and
don't do it.
Shania and Behozafel, they get into an argument because they've got all these children.
Mm.
Out in the desert, there's famine.
Yeah,
there's no hunting to be done, they're like, God, they each think that God's angry with them for a different reason.
Yeah.
Right? So they separate. They go and they take half of their children each.
Yes.
And they go to different places. And Behozafel,
yeah,
sat by the river, is like, has a vision from God.
Yeah.
That he's got to cut off his leg. And plant it.
Oh,
in
right.
In the riverbank, in the water of the river, in the sort of silt of the riverbank.
Yeah.
And from it will grow providence.
Yeah.
And
a plentiful tree.
Yeah. And Shania has the same vision.
Yeah.
They both have visions of cutting off their legs and then their children are fed, right? Mm. But Shania leaves it out on the plains to attract wolves so that she can hunt.
Yeah.
And therefore she can take those.
Shania
and eat the vultures and stuff.
Shania is cleft in twain.
So she's out on the plains in the desert there waiting for these
she's cleft in twain on the
vultures
plains
to come down.
Yeah.
Right? She's cut off her leg.
Yeah.
Laid it out into the plains, waiting for the wolves to get a sniff.
Mm.
And then suddenly, who does get a sniff but...
The caterpillar.
The desert robot. The desert robot, Tom!
Yeah.
The caterpillar comes from the riverbank.
The desert robot that can smell.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a definite plot hole there.
He's got... he's like, my olfactory senses show that you are injured. It's Brent Spiner.
It's Brent Spiner. Who's Patrick Stewart? Is he the caterpillar?
He is the caterpillar, the mysterious caterpillar.
I'm hooked on the caterpillar.
Wait, who is Michael Dorn?
I don't know.
I don't think
I just said, who could forget Michael Dorn?
He's just Michael Dorn. Actor Michael Dorn makes an appearance.
He's narrating.
Yeah.
He's doing...
Okay, he's God.
He's God.
Voice. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who could forget Michael Dorn?
That's all it says in the trailer. We couldn't forget. Nobody could forget Michael Dorn, guy who played Worf in The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine. So she's attracted the attention of the desert robot, who says, "My olfactory sensors show that you are injured.
Yeah,
you need to be operated on immediately."
Mm.
And he says, "You know, you're infected with all kinds of desert viruses. I'll have to remove your entire body, the entire lower half of your body."
Yeah.
She's cleft in twain.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Shania cleft in twain.
Yeah, she's Shania in twain, yeah.
Left out on the plane.
Yeah, left out on the plane.
In the rain.
But with that, with her undergoing surgery, it like, I don't know.
She goes blue. She turned blue
she
at this point?
Blue.
Or is she blue always?
No, she turned blue then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, we're going to cut back to Behozafel.
Yeah.
Where he plants his leg.
Mm.
And it does grow. And it grows into a tree, but the tree is guarded by the mysterious caterpillar played by Patrick Stewart. He says, there's everything on this tree, because he falls asleep and he wakes up and the caterpillar's already like woven all cocoons around everything, right? And he's
wrapped himself around the bark.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's big caterpillar.
Yeah.
Big dune worm sized caterpillar.
Yeah.
With Patrick Stewart's face on the front, like the emperor, the worm emperor guy.
Oh yeah. The god emperor of Dune. Yeah.
So Patrick Stewart says, "This all the there is on this tree is mine, for it belongs to me, the mysterious caterpillar."
And how does this biblical story end?
Well, the angel Shmuel comes
Shmuel,
down
yes.
and says, "You shouldn't have left each other.
Yeah,
you should go back together, and you can solve each other's problems."
And then they tie each other together by using the cocoon of the mysterious caterpillar.
Exactly. And then Karen Gillan, Shania, she's blue and in half, right? And the mysterious caterpillar goes, "I've never seen such a beautiful butterfly in all my life. You can have all of the fruit." And then because Behosafat is Behosafel he's bitten and swollen up by the caterpillar. He's been stung and bitten and he's swollen up by the caterpillar. He goes out to the desert and the desert robot says, "Oh no, you are injured. Pierces all the boils and all the milk flows from them, and then they have something to eat and something to drink."
Right. Okay. So
it's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. Sort of makes sense of male lactation.
Yeah, as well,
which is a thing never brought up in the Bible, and it should.
It should be.
It should be. Mm. So
there
you have it.
I think there should be more male lactation. I agree with you, Tom. I think there should be more male lactation in the Bible.
That is a sentence we've come to the conclusion of.
Through, slice off my legs so my children can live.
Yes, thank you to anyone who gave us that.
It's going to be an unhinged one today. Okay, Tom, from episode 143, is an episode we did, I think, with Adam Owen. We have the Bum King. Remember anything about that?
I cannot for the... Does this star Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It stars Bryce Dallas Howard... Chris Pratt and Warwick Davis.
What? Let's see the poster.
It's an adventure movie.
Oh my, there's ass cheeks in the background.
There are ass cheeks in the background and a pair of jeans.
A pair of jeans.
Interestingly enough, Chris Pratt is on the right-hand side of the poster.
Yeah.
But the name Chris Pratt is underneath Warwick Davis. And vice versa.
We must have talked about that kind of stuff in posters where they've got names attached to faces that aren't right.
And the description of this episode says, Chris Pratt stars as an Indiana Jones figure in The Bum King.
That's it. Yep. That's all it is.
Yep.
And it looks like a fantasy
kind
story.
Of, yeah. Well, you've got a picture of Warwick Davis with a wand, at least, anyway. So... I remember one thing about this.
Yeah.
And that's that Warwick Davis crawls out of people's bums.
Who could forget?
Who could forget the episode where Warwick Davis crawls out of people's bums?
I think... because that's a fantasy Indiana Jones figure story, apparently. Who knows? I think this is an industry biopic.
Okay, yeah.
About a gene manufacturer.
Oh, people making bums look better.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, They called him the Bum King.
We did business biopics last week.
Yeah.
It's still in that mode.
Yeah. Like, the Bum King.
The man who invented Levi's. Like, yeah. You know, so bum it's, range.
It's Zachary Levi's.
Zachary Levi's. And he does, like, he's got a fixation on bums.
Yeah. Like, there's loads of footage at the beginning of this movie of Zachary Levi just staring at people's asses.
Yeah. And what's his name? Satan from Reaper.
Ray Wise.
Ray Wise. So Ray Wise is there as the extant sort of like fashion manufacturer business tycoon.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're all just tits and shoulders people here.
And
Zachary Levi.
Yeah, Zachary Levi is like an intern, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, yeah. We love calves here when we're where we manufacture trousers.
Look at these trousers, and it's like basically just like pencils with giant balls at the end of them.
Don't they show off his calves so handsomely?
Just like rounded calves. He's proper
rounded. Pantaloons type thing. They're all baggy around the waist and the,
yeah.
the thighs, and then they're really tight around the
like
calves.
Like 90s grunge jeans. You know those jeans that were like basically like two skirts tied?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle, like that. Yeah.
But they get really tight at the under the knee.
Oh, yeah. It's against Ray Wise's religion to show any curvature of the buttocks.
Don't you love his beautiful calves? He's like objectifying, I don't know, Timothy Chalamet, who's a model caught up in the business.
Timothy Chalamet's calves. Timothy Chalamet is not the person I think of when I think of calves.
I don't think of anyone.
Yeah. That's the problem. But I know, I definitely don't think
I just
of
think
Timothy
it's,
Chalamet.
It's Timothy Chalamet is the kind of damsel who's going to be saved from the oppression of calf-based objectification by Zachary Levi getting his bum out.
Just Zachary Levi, it begins as well as the opening scenes with Zachary Levi looking at bums all across New York and staring up at this giant billboard with Timothée Chalamet wearing these jeans that really show off his calves.
He got slits at the back.
Yeah. And just everyone who walks past this billboard goes, ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Look at those calves.
Look at those calves. I can't believe... Here, I'm walking here. I'm trying to... Oh, sorry, I was just so distracted by those calves.
There's a public toilet beneath the billboard just in case.
Oh!
I can't control myself. Those calves.
They don't understand, says Zachary Levi. They don't understand.
It's the ass.
Ass is important.
It's such a weird...
There's such beauty in it.
I'm gonna go to my New York apartment and just craft my own jeans.
And when Ray Wise gets wind of this, he tries to get him kicked out of his apartment.
He burns down the apartment.
Yeah. And he's like, don't you see, Zachary Levi? It's sinful. It's
against God, Zachary Levi's.
God. It's the sort of decadence that'll make the commies get us. I don't know when this is set.
It could be 1800s. It could be now. Who knows? But
is this sort of decadence that'll have Rome overcome by the Gauls in no time?
There's a billboard as well, somehow. But
they say that New York is the modern Rome.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But we also have a scene where Zachary Levi is just rolling around in ass.
Yeah.
Like Ray Molina, Alfred Molina in Chocolat. Yeah.
Yep. And
YouTube that scene from Chocolat.
And I think there's also a subculture of of models who have all been cast out of the industry for having too big an ass.
Yes.
Namely,
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe and Brendan Fraser.
Oh yes.
Yeah, they both have been cast down into like underground like fashion.
Oh yeah,
like. Almost the time machine style, like they live underground and they have fashion shows. part's not from the time machine.
No, fashion shows. It's like the underground fashion show in Zoolander.
Oh, yeah.
Except with a lot more sort of eyes looking at you from the darkness.
The depths. Yeah.
A lot more hair.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And I think in the end, the way that they make it like clear to everyone that they are going to that, like, this is the new way,
yeah,
right, is that they in secret at night climb up and hoik the Statue of Liberty's dress up,
put a pair of ass showing jeans
a pair of Levi's on.
Yeah, I like that.
And then everyone wakes up in the morning and goes, good God, it's beautiful!
Historical moment.
Yeah. That's what happened in real.
Yeah. And Ray Wise gets taken out by the church.
Mm. Yeah, for failing them.
Yeah. And that's when we set up a sequel.
Yeah.
Levi against God.
Levi against God.
Yeah.
Yep. Bye.
Yeah.
It's called Saint Levi.
Levy against God, I guess. Yeah.
There you go. That's the Bum King.
The Bum King?
Yeah.
The Bum King of New York. Zachary Levi's.
Yeah.
All right. So from episode 291, I think you know what's coming, Matt.
Do I?
Do you remember what 291 was?
291. It's not them. They moved the moon, is it?
No.
What is it?
It is God is dead. It's now worm time.
God is dead. It's now worm time. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you remember this one?
I think I remember.
Do you remember who's in it?
I certainly do not. Yeah. I think maybe John Goodman's in it.
Yep.
I think basically everyone's living underground and they have to constantly give food to worms.
Right.
I think it's something like that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember any... hang on. John Goodman... Joan Cusack?
No. Oh.
Maisie Williams, I think, is in it.
No, but you're on the right lines.
Okay.
I think it was a young adult dystopia we did. I think you're going to laugh when you find out who we cast as the lead.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
And Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
And Billy Crystal.
A Billy Crystal who's not on the poster.
No. Because presumably he plays a worm.
Yeah. I think Billy Crystal plays a worm.
Right. Well, and I seem to remember that they had to feed these big worms.
Yeah.
And then eventually they had to try and... I think Bill Bailey's in it. And I think at the end, they like, because he's like a miner who used to dig before they uncovered the worms. Something like that.
You remember a lot about this. I was just laughing more at the fact that we pitched a film called God is Dead, It's Now Worm Time.
It's Worm Time.
And cast Timothy Chalamet as the lead.
So I think in this case, I think we are talking, it's 2045.
Yeah.
3 years ago. Mm. The corpse of God fell out of heaven.
Okay, that goes with the first half of this title.
Yeah. And the maggots that infest his body have started spreading out around the world.
Yeah.
And a kind of Earth Defense Force style war has begun.
Right.
To try and rid the...
The God worms.
Yeah, to rid the world of the God worms.
Yeah.
And I think...
There's a lot to unpack in this first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that just drags you straight into its reality.
Yeah.
like, don't question it.
3 years ago, the corpse of God fell out of heaven.
Like, the audience at this point is like, I have many questions. Don't worry, none of them are getting answered.
Yeah. I think, like, the conceit is that only a certain subset of people want to find out what killed God.
Okay, right.
Right? Everyone else is like, there's maggots trying to murder us.
Yeah.
There are enormous worms ruling the world.
The rest are dealing with the worms.
Yeah. It's like Pacific Rim, right?
Yeah.
Only a few people want to know where the monsters are coming from.
Yeah.
And
the rest just want
Everyone else just want the monsters gone.
Yeah, do we want to fight the worms?
And so there's plans to essentially blow up the corpse of God.
Yeah.
And only...
It's important to
Bruce
know
Bruce Willis is trying to is been contracted to help blow up the corpse of God. He's a builder,
yeah,
but he's also Catholic, and now he wants to know what killed God.
So we've got Bruce Willis in a movie where he's got a
demolitions expert.
All right,
yeah.
I would
like a blue collar demolitions expert.
Okay, I would have said it'd be funnier if he was a builder, because then we could do the whole Armageddon thing of like, we've got to train this builder up to be a demolitions expert.
Well, I mean, no, it is that.
Yeah.
It is that he's a demolitions expert, but blue collar, right? Yeah. You know, knocking down housing blocks and stuff. He's just wrecking stuff.
He's never had to blow up the corpse of a deity before.
Yeah, no. You know, he sets the charges and stuff like that. But like,
but also, how big is God?
He's continent, multiple continent sized. It caused tsunamis across the world.
Just
destabilized the Earth seismically.
I guess, but. So wait, hang on. I've got more questions now.
What? Why?
So you said...
Why not explain everything perfectly?
Destabilize the Earth seismically.
Yeah.
And yet Bruce Willis is still making a living.
Demolishing houses.
Houses.
Yeah, people are going to get...
Blue collar.
People are going to get to live. Like,
God has fallen from the sky. Knocked Earth.
Yeah.
Like,
God fell on, like... You know, the East End, like, God fell on Europe.
Yeah.
And Serbia.
Yeah.
You know, like, so his elbow went on to Serbia.
Oh, yeah. This is 2045. Serbia is detached from Europe.
I meant Siberia.
That's what we put in the opening crawl. Serbia is detached
from Europe.
In brackets. Don't worry, this won't come up later.
Brackets, because God fell on it.
I'm gonna laugh so much. Why is Serbia on Europe?
Because God fell on it. Yep.
Yeah. I've not even got to where God came from.
No. Heaven.
Yeah.
it falls on, like, you know, all of, like, Russia, Europe, all that sort of stuff. That's all gone.
Yeah.
Only America's left and then Asia
and stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, America is the only one left.
Yeah. And so people there, they're not unaffected. There's been lots of, like, earthquakes and tectonic shifts and stuff.
Yeah.
And massive tsunamis.
Yeah.
But... some of them are still living.
Yeah.
And some of them have got to rebuild, so they've got to knock down all the old stuff and build all the new stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like, we've got to demolish God's corpse. So he's...
Ugh,
he's like...
What a day.
Like, Catholic, he's like, you know, praying and stuff, because he's like, well, I can't believe God's dead, but I'm still Catholic.
Yeah.
God damn it. There's a speech he does there.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's been asked to go inside God's ear canal to like plant explosives.
Oh yeah.
But in there, inside the mind of God, he finds something that like warns of the coming like whatever killed God is going to come for the earth, right?
Yeah.
And so he realizes that the maggots that are crawling out of God and stuff.
Yeah.
They're not. They shouldn't just be like, you know, the way they're blasting them off into space.
Yeah.
They're basically putting rockets under the ground. So when the worms come and nibble at the bait that they put on the top, rocket goes off and blasts them into space.
Yeah, it's like a fishing rod, but with a rocket.
And they're like, he's like, no, each one of those is carrying a little bit of God's power.
Yeah.
And whatever's coming is going to need us to use it to defeat it.
Yeah.
And so like they can't, he decides to disobey the orders of the Earth Defense Force.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead journey to the center of the God to try and find the secrets to how to use this stuff.
Right, okay. So it's kind of a weird roundabout climate change analogy.
Yeah, yeah, except he does get into God and start piling it like a mech.
Oh, right. Who's playing God? Whose corpse are we reanimating? Is it Jason Momoa's?
No, I don't think it's Jason Momoa. I think it's
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill, yeah.
A big metal Henry Cavill.
Big metal Henry Cavill.
Because they've got to, like, you can't pilot a corpse.
You can.
You can't.
And he does.
You can't. But Weekend at Bernie's.
He does it with the power of rockets on his arms and legs. He's like puppeting him around.
Or is it like Ratatouille?
He's inside the brainstem.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like pulling on nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also it's God's corpse. He can do anything he wants.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. And
it's just a swirling void of light.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where we see him knock out this worm, this giant space worm that's coming.
Yeah.
And it's hint of that there's more on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just the worms, it's like you know at the end of The Colour Out of Space?
Yeah.
Or the bit in The Colour Out of Space where you kind of see the
just loads of worms.
Massiveness of the problem.
Yeah.
This like fractal landscape of nightmares.
Yeah.
It's like that. You know, you can see what's coming and it's huge. And like
there's Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim does it as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And like I like the idea that, you know, like we finish the movie as God basically scrunches his fists. Like it's all people are coming in for Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
the worms are at the door. The Earth Defense Force is at the door, and they're all like coming. And then Bruce Willis is like sticks his hands into the void.
Yeah,
and then like God clenches his fists. God's corpse clenches its fists, and that's where we cut to credits.
Yeah,
that's the start of the epic trilogy.
Rage Against the Machine starts
yeah,
playing.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. God is dead, it's now worm time.
Yeah, I think that's a better version.
That's definitely a better version.
Better one. Great young adult dystopia, that one. Well, that's all of our titles today.
Yes.
I hope you haven't missed us too much while we've been away.
No.
You know, we will be back next week. With some, it's weird that I already know the genre.
Yeah.
We're gonna be back next week with some kaiju movies.
Yeah.
So I'll be putting a title post out midweek. Just get your titles ready.
I just want to give a thank you to everyone who's given us titles this week.
Yeah.
And for
the past 9 years. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to go listen to those episodes and find out who gave us those titles, put a comment on. Please do.
Yep.
It shows how much we want to go back and listen to those episodes, really.
We'd also like to thank our patrons, without whom this wouldn't be possible. And those are as follows. If you want to go to patreon.com/lifesapitchpodcast, you can go over and join these people for a really astoundingly low amount of money. We say thank you to Spanky, Angelic Koros, Get Yourself a Naughty Bucket... Worm, Naughty Worm Bucket Meal, Stephen D. Thomas, Jingle Bells, Orcs Do Smell, We're Gonna Keep Flogging This Christmas Episode Until We Get Off Our Arses and Make a New One, or Fingers to Hand, Listen Al Gaib Taking the Ginger Electrician's Wife to Finger Avenue While He Sorts Your Fuses Out, James Delaney, me chanting worm, 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 you chanting worm, 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 the entire theatre chanting worm, worm, worm. It was me all along. The name's Gumboot, Ptolemy Gumboot, Chicago PD, retired. There, see, a confession, case closed. Rebecca, enter film quote here later, beachy. Wish I'd gone to gut level now. Hell, I even climbing would be better than this downpour of offal. Brent Black, question box, retired. Thanks, Inspector, you did it. Lock them up and have the keys shot. And young Thomas, never flitting, still is sitting, on the bust of Matthew, just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming, of a Joseph Hegarty, that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er them streaming, throws their podcast upon the floor, and my soul from out that shadow lies floating on the floor, perched, sat, considered, Matt, a bird, the inspector, nevermore. The serial dragon and family, but it is, returned she, for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it. Deny human, deny human, deny human. Lexator Parsnack and his revolving spice mines. You want the Patreon name length secret? We have a Bene Gesserit who just shouts longer. Hark, the herald angels sing of the second Patreon account I created to join this stupid ARG. Duncan Idaho's being a brat and saying no when the big lady tells him what to do. Zoe wearing a cone of silence to the cinema, and everyone thinks I'm just a fucking puppy. You idiots are all going to get caught by the voice. Time to cancel Tom for being a pinko commie who hides under the beds. Nutmeg, the lachrymose donkey. Thank you to all those people. Those are the real names of all of our patrons and therefore sponsors. Thanks you lot. Thanks for all your silly names.
Oh, brilliant. And we'd like to end the show as we always do with the S Very Clever Award.
Yep.
I've just furiously gone through the list of things to find one
the
so
most,
suitably,
yeah.
So suitably titled for, yep. for this award, and it goes to episode 361. Can you remember which one this is, Matt?
No,
it's Untitled Elvis Presley Project.
I do remember that one quite vividly, actually, yeah.
So until next week, I've been Tom McGrath.
I've been Matt Turner.
Remember who pitched it.